It's 1855 during the Crimean War. British soldiers are dying, not just from battle, but from infection, poor sanitation, and overcrowded hospitals. Into this chaos steps Florence Nightingale, a nurse with no military rank, no ability to command troops, no authority to punish or reward. Yet armed with data, careful observation, and relentless conviction, she persuades generals to change procedures and redesign hospitals. Mortality drops dramatically. Nightingale wielded expert and informational power, showing how soft power can transform outcomes, even without formal authority. Now, imagine a different scene. A manager demands compliance through deadlines and threats of budget cuts. People do what's asked, but morale suffers and turnover rises. Same concept, power, but radically different outcomes. Why? Because how leaders use power shapes not only behavior, but also motivation and commitment. You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success. Welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences, and you're listening to episode 2 of our special mini-series on power and leadership. Over the next several weeks, we're unpacking the evolutionary, psychological, and organizational dimensions of power. In episode 1, we build an owner's manual for power, French and Raven's 6 Bases. Today, we turn to the follower's perspective. What does it feel like to be on the receiving end of different kinds of power? And what does that mean for leaders trying to build not just compliance, but commitment? And one quick reminder before we dive in. This fall, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching its online leadership academy. The first course is designed to help leaders like you to decode the psychological and biological traps that hold organizations back. Stay tuned. Now let's continue with the evolutionary psychology of following power. Humans are social learners. For most of history, survival depended on deferring to those who knew better. Hunters with sharper skills, healers with rare remedies, elders with experience. Deference to expertise or prestige made sense. Copying the competent increased your odds of survival. This is the root of soft power, willingly granted influence because people admire, respect, or depend on what you know. At the same time, small groups also tolerated dominance, leaders who imposed order through hard power, force, coercion, or control of resources. In crisis, raids, famines, disasters, swift obedience could save lives. This duality is wired into us. We respect prestige and yield to authority, but the experience is very different. Soft power tends to inspire, while hard power often compels. So what can research tell us about hard versus soft power with regards to motivation? Modern organizational psychology has confirmed what our ancestors lived. In a study of over 1,000 employees across industries, Peyton, Cigarni, and Fowler, 2020, examined how leaders' use of different power bases affects followers' motivation and work intentions. And again, we have all the literature in the show notes. What are their findings? Leaders relying on hard power, reward, coercive, legitimate, were strongly associated with suboptimal motivation. External regulation, I do this because I have to, or I do this because my boss tells me, and introjected motivation, I do this to avoid guilt or shame, these states drive short-term effort, but rarely sustain engagement. Leaders using soft power, expert, referent, informational, were positively linked to optimal motivation, identified and intrinsic. I do this because I value it, or I do this because I understand the why, or I do this because I enjoy it. These states predict creativity, persistence, and resilience. Importantly, when leaders combined multiple soft bases, the positive effects amplified. By contrast, stacking multiple hard bases worsened outcomes. Compliance rose, but discretionary effort, advocacy, and retention intentions dropped. In short, the way leaders influence doesn't just shape behavior, it shapes the inner experience of followers. And that inner experience drives whether they give their best or just the bare minimum. So what about the dynamics? How does it play out today? In organizations, this difference is everywhere. A team member who feels coerced by constant deadlines or threatened with lost bonuses may comply, but mentally, they're already scanning LinkedIn for new jobs. By contrast, a team that defers to a leader's expertise, trusts their character, or benefits from transparent information flows feels motivated to stay, to innovate, and to advocate for the organization. The subtlety is that hard power works, but at a cost. It gets the job done in emergencies, but undermines long-term commitment if it becomes the default. Soft power, though slower to build, creates durable motivation. Leaders who understand the distinction can calibrate their approach, avoiding the trap of brute compliance when deeper engagement is needed. Okay, so what does this mean for leaders in practice? Three actionable strategies emerge. 1. Lead with soft power as default. Build your influence on expertise, trust, and transparent communication. Share information openly. Invest in credibility. Like Florence Nightingale, you may not always have formal authority, but informational and expert power can be transformational. 2. Reserve hard power for specific contexts. Reward and coercive power are not inherently bad. They can be vital in safety, compliance, or crisis. The key is time boxing. Use them to contain emergency, then pivot back to soft power once stability returns. And be explicit about it that this is temporary. And then 3, check the mix. Ask yourself, are you stacking multiple hard power levers like threat, deadlines, and positional authority at the same time? If so, you may be draining motivation faster than you realize. Balance hard with soft. For every demand, offer transparency or expertise to keep people engaged. All right, so what's the takeaway? There's one thing I wanted to remember from today, it's this. Hard power secures compliance. Soft power builds commitment. Wise leaders know when to compel and when to inspire, and they default to inspiring. All right, this was it again for today. If this episode resonated, please subscribe, rate, and share with anyone interested in your network, interested in leadership. And don't forget, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching a new online leadership academy this fall. It's packed with insights, tools, and frameworks to help you become a more self-aware, adaptive leader. Keep an eye out. And lastly, if you want more, you can order my book. It shares the title of this podcast, Mammoth in the Room. It's a practical roadmap showing how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results across 3 sections, on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until next time, lead wisely, think critically, and don't let ancient instincts hijack your modern leadership. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this is the Mammoth in the Room. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.